Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
There is another side that oftentimes goes untold and oftentimes is overlooked or pushed out of the way. We know that that the apostle in this story, particularly in Acts chapter 16, how he had went in and saw God move greatly and mightily in the prison. But I don't want us to leave out that there was such great suffering. How that his back was laid open. How that his how there was fear around him. How that prior to all of this, there was a woman. There was a young lady that was possessed with a spirit of divination that followed him around and tormented and taunted him day in and day out as he tried to stand boldly and declare the oracles of God and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That there is one and true Savior, Jesus Christ, is God in the flesh, born of a virgin, come to this world, died on a cross for the atonement of man's sin. But thank God on the third day he didn't stay dead. He is a victorious, risen Savior. And as he declared and preached the Word of God, how that this damsel possessed with this spirit of divination followed him, and how that she began to cause trouble, cause difficulty. And it was as the time that they went to pray, as the time they went to worship God in words, and when him and Silas would come and find their place of prayer, here she would come behind them and mockingly way prophesy under the control of this spirit of divination. She was a soothsayer. This lady was one that was a fortune teller, palm reader, if you'll have it this morning. But she brought her masters much gain. Those masters was the ones that was controlling her. Those were the ones that had power and dominion over her. You can say it may have been some sorcerer in the background. But dear friend, she was bringing her masters in a spiritual realm much gain. Anytime the gospel is going forward in a new area, anytime the word of God's going out in unconquered lands, it's somebody out there with their sleeves rolled up on the front lines of battle, and the devils of hell are raging. Amen. And they are in constant attack and bombardment. And here the apostle is under such spiritual attack and load. And hear this lady now. I want to stop and say this real quick. She was possessed by a spirit of divination. And what this means in the Word of God is it literally means a spirit of the Python. It didn't just happen overnight. It wasn't just one day she's playing with her Barbie dolls, and the next day she's reading these cards, and she's fortune telling, calling on the demonic spirits of the spiritual realm. But this spirit of divination, it's referred to as the spirit of the Python. It creeps in slow. A python is a snake, and they are camouflaged very well. They're not bright colors. They match the dead leaves on the ground, the forest canopy that fall from the canopy. These snakes, they don't have any poison. They don't strike you, and all of a sudden you're dead and gone. But these snakes, they'll wait for days and weeks in a very still position, waiting for a little animal or a bird to fly by or walk by, and out of a moment's notice, it'll strike, and then slowly and surely it begins to wrap the coils around its victim. And as those coils come down, that animal of prey, that bird is struggling, trying its best to breathe, trying its best to escape. But he's in the grips of the python. Yes, and as he begins to breathe and exhale and inhale every time that he does, and the coils wrap tighter and wrap tighter and wrap tighter. And finally, the python literally squeezes the very life out of its prey and then begins to engulf it entirely and wholly, and begins to eat it in a whole form. And so this young lady has been controlled by this spirit of the python. It is one that no doubt found her somewhere along the way. And there was something that was appeasing to her. She found herself slipping off. She found herself what she thought was harmless. What she thought was not going to cause any damage. Soon found its jaws around her. And then those coils came. And now she's utterly controlled by a demonic spirit. This lady is not in control of herself. She's being controlled by the spirits and the powers, the principalities of the air. I want to remind you this morning that we're living in an age and a day that it's prevalent.
Surely.
There used to be, back when Papa was around, that they'd say a dog was mad. It would foam and flop around. And it was oftentimes due to a demonic spirit coming inside of that animal. But I want to remind you today that demons don't have to look for dogs to possess. There's a humanity that's got their mind gate wide open for it. And they welcome everything that comes down the pike. And the preacher said last night, he said, a good question to ask is, where did it come from? And where is it leading you? Whatever you're involved in, if it's leading you away from God and away from your prayer place and away from communion with God, I'd get rid of it today. I'd chuck it and I'd get back with God. I'd get back to the old barn and I'd lay with God in this day. Here the Apostle Paul's there and this spirit is coming, and no doubt as it has devoured this young lady, he's got his high his sights on the Apostle Paul and his sidekick Silas, and he's coming around, and as they go to pray, there he is slithering up and trying to grab and trying to possess and trying to squeeze and trying to coil and trying to suffocate the prayers of the man of God. He's trying his best to pray through. He's trying his best to get a hold of God. And there this woman is. And she's causing great conflict. She's causing great trouble. She's causing great difficulty. But I appreciate what the man of God said. He turned to her and he spoke to her. He didn't quite speak to her per se, but he spoke to the one that was controlling to her. I appreciate the power that God has given every born-again child of God. Thank God. And as she was crying, she followed Paul and us crying, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." It seems like the message she had, that was a pretty good message. But I want to remind you, where did it come from? It's coming from this woman possessed by this spirit of divination. And she did this many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out in the same hour. And so what we find now is this battlefield, this forefront, this front line experience that the Apostle Paul has to face, he has to battle with. And as he had underwent this, as he had struggled with this, as he spoke in words of boldness and authority. When the apostle came, he came with the authority of the one who sent him. And when he said, in the name of Jesus, you have to get out, the Spirit had no other choice but to come out. And so I want to remind you this morning and throw out a word of caution this morning that there's things going on in our life that we think, well, it's okay. It's not hurting us. I want to just say an issue of woe right here. And I say, be very, very, very careful. What you're piping in, if it doesn't draw you to Christ, if it's not drawing you to a desire to go pray, if it's not drawing you to want to pray for your pastor, oh, dear friend, I would seriously consider about getting rid of it altogether. And so what we find now is the apostle in this state. Oh, I want to say this lady. Man, I want to say this young damsel. Oh, how she was caught up in this python. Oh, God. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning, but I want to say, young lady, by the power of God, He's invested in you. He's invested in me this morning. I would do my best to lay it aside and lay with God. Stay with God. And so what we find here is this other side to the apostle. What a blessing it is to tell about the victory of the prison. What a blessing it is to sit down and say, well, thank God. Man, the prison door, it's an earthquake. God shook the place and they all sprung open.
Yeah.
But long before that, this man of God had suffered and had gone through some very difficult and trying things. This other side of the story is what I want to look at this morning. We all have stories. I mean, if we sat down this morning, every one of us has got something to tell. Some sort of oppression, some sort of affliction, some sort of suffering. Oftentimes what happens though is that our, as David said in Psalm 69, he said the waters are overflowing me. He said it's coming in all around me. He said I'm sinking in this thing. And oftentimes when we begin to think about our woes and our all the blows and all the difficulty, we begin to focus upon ourselves. Paul didn't say that he gloried in himself. What he said he gloried in was his infirmities.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. I hope it's been a help and a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.